please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide, from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code Taskmaster to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code Taskmaster and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TESKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in Below the Waist Grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. You and him have are about, I'd say, 8 to 10 matches together. Any of them stick out as far as wrestling him and working with him? Obviously, a lot of it's tag matches, six-man tags, different thing like that. Yeah. The infamous Doomsday Cage, World War III. So you guys are in Texas Tornado matches, Lumberjack Strap matches. Anything stick out with you and Macho Man?
Yeah, I was in Chicago when Randy was built. billed from Chicago at different times. He was from Chicago. You know that, right? His father was a school teacher, you know, in the Chicago area. Are you aware of that?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, his father was a school teacher. That's why I say they were smart guys. And his father, obviously, was an obsessive compulsive, do that many sit-ups. And Randy and I were on the semifinal, and I don't know who Hogan was wrestling. Probably Flair. Because Flair was big in Chicago, big everywhere, but big in Chicago. So I said, Randy, are you going to use the elbow? Because that elbow was snug.
Yep.
And when he gave it to you, I wanted to get up, you know, half. I didn't want to be my head on the mat, on my chest. I wanted to be able to go back with it. He said, yeah. I said, okay. 2 minutes later, he said, I'm going to have you kick out of the elbow. And I'm going to go to slam you. It's small package me. And you're going to beat me. I said, no, Randy, I'm not going to beat you. You are the star. Let's do the right thing. He said, no. He said, you're going to beat me. And we did it. And I didn't think he was going to have me kick out. In fact, if I moved at all, it was just my leg kicking. He rolled over. And he said, small package. And I small packaged them.
Wow.
So I got back to the dressing room. And I went over and I said, Randy, I appreciate what you did, but that wasn't the right thing for you. He said, you've done a lot of right things for me. He said, it was time to pay you back.
Did he think he could return? Do you know anything like about that as far as his neck?
He was one of the many, many Minneapolis boys that had Lloyd's of London.
Yes. So you can't return, right? Unless you want to give back that $400,000 insurance policy, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I know he got in a bit of a tough tussle with Bischoff, because you know he comes back, he goes to WWF as a manager. He's like the insurance policy, literally the insurance policy for Shawn Michaels. Then he goes to ECW for a bit, or you know, whatever, vice versa on that one. But he basically goes to ECW, makes his return, does some good stuff in ECW, kind of a little bit of a feud with the franchise, doesn't wrestle, but does get in there physically and does do the Rude Awakening and things like that. Then goes to WWF, DX, does some physical stuff, then goes to WCW after the Montreal Screwjob. He was pissed. He becomes Curt Hennig's manager. He's on Nitro and Raw on the same night, which was nuts. I mean, what an epic thing to do. He's on Raw because it was taped. He's on Nitro when it's live. He says now he's part of the NWO. But apparently he gets some heat with Bischoff because he said, hey, pay off the Lloyd's of London, $400,000. Then pay me to wrestle, and I can return. Bischoff said, no, I literally can't get that approved. How am I going to get that approved?
And here's the thing. I was there when Rick was involved in that situation. How could Eric go to Turner and say, with a guy that's had his neck broken, right?
Yep.
And out because of his injury, say, we need a payback, $400,000. And we need to give him $850,000 plus first class airfare, you know, everything upgraded. They would have thought he was crazy, wouldn't they have?
Yeah, because you technically wouldn't you have to pay a salary too. So it's not $400,000, it's probably $800,000. You know what I mean? And that's sad money.
No, I don't know what you meant by that, $800,000.
So, So you'd have to pay back $400,000 to right. Lloyd's of London, which Bischoff would have done. But wouldn't you have to pay Root a salary for the year? Let's say
I said $1 million. That's right.
That's what I mean. 800, a million. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So 800 or a million. Now you got, and you're paying that on top of a guy that's had a salary. You're giving him a big salary and a first class airfare and all that.
Yep. Yep.
Who broke his neck.
Yeah, and I know he was training to get back, but who knows what kind of shape. I mean, he looked physically good, but who knows if he could really do it.
He could have done it.
So you think that his training for the comeback, I mean, obviously had things that happened. I mean, he could have, could have wrestled again.
Oh, I definitely do, yeah. Yeah.
When you look at that, I mean, it makes sense from Bischoff's part, but his family apparently kicked Bischoff out of his funeral when he passed. Like they were mad at him. I guess Rick had said, "Oh, he's not not letting me wrestle. I can't wrestle. He's not going to pay back the policy." Also, it might be a slippery slope legally. You know what I mean? The guy is healthy, and you're going to pay back the policy.
Absolutely, it'd be a slippery slope because, again, Eric is just—I believe Eric was just in there a couple of years at the time, right? When this happened, he's trying to go along with corporate also. They would have thought, what is wrong with you guys? No disrespect to Rick, but he wasn't Hulk Hogan. Do you know what I mean? Yep. Most of those guys in the North Tower probably didn't know who Rick Rude is. But when he lays this out, and then who had the liability for hiring a guy with a broken neck?
Right. Yep. And who paid back the insurance policy, and why are we paying him $1 million? Yeah. Yep.
And if he gets hurt,
Yeah. I mean, you're liable. Yep.
This is why I laugh when people say stuff. They don't think through on business end. It's the wrestling business.
We've all heard the Goldberg and Regal side. We've heard both of their sides to their story of what was supposed to happen in the Goldberg-Regal match. If you remember, it gets a little stiff, and it seems like they're kind of shooting on each other. But was Regal supposed to have a competitive match with Goldberg? What was your take on it? Was it supposed to be a squash, a competitive match? And did Regal take liberties with Goldberg during the match?
I think... I always got along with William Regal. I think he heard what he wanted to hear about the match. And he thought that he did what he was asked to do. But the translation was different, seen by a lot of people. That's all. And it didn't kill Goldberg. And what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, so... Maybe Goldberg actually needed something like that.
Were you surprised in the back? Like, okay, this is not going exactly,
Yeah, but hey, sometimes we go talk about boxing, right? You think a guy's knocking guys out all the time, and he's just going through Tyson, going through guys. And then Tyson hit that guy... So, not Dwayne Bobick. Oh.
Trevor Burbick?
Trevor Burbick. Didn't they have... No, he went through Trevor Burbick. But one, he went 15 rounds with, or 12 rounds, rather. And nobody saw that one coming. So, this didn't kill Goldberg like people thought it did. In fact, I think it kind of helped him where people saw, hey, this guy's legit. You know what I mean? It broke up the pack.
That was so interesting with Regal because it was, like, surprising, though. You know what I mean? It's like you're watching, you're like, wow, something's going on here. Like, Regal is, he's taking it to him a little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
Mike, I was trying to think that he might have been the worst misused guy there. Do you think so?
Man, it's so funny. Me and my buddy were talking about this the other day. It was so funny. He's like, why did Mike Awesome not get the push that Billy Kidman got? And I said, you know what? That's so crazy. Obviously, you're not there at this point. This is Russo era. But I always thought that. I'm like, wow, imagine Mike Awesome against Hogan. Like, that would be believable. People would have been kind of into it because, like, okay, Mike is big, obviously, 6'6". Hogan and him would be eye to eye. Kidman had no shot. There was like, oh, come on. Like, everybody was like, come on, why is Kidman? But Mike Awesome, if he feuded with Hogan, I think people would have loved it. I think that would have worked.
Yeah, and you could have even done something about it. Weren't they related somehow?
Yeah, right. Horace Hogan was I think, through Mike Awesome. Is it Mike Awesome's sister or something? Like, he was cousins with Horace Hogan. That's so kind of, in a convoluted way, was kind of related to Hulk, but not really.
The thing is, Horace is Hogan's nephew.
Yes, yes.
So he's Horace's cousin. He's got to be Hulk's cousin, unless it's through marriage.
That's what I heard. It was through marriage. So it's kind of like they'd see each other at parties and stuff, but really, you know what I mean? Family parties, not necessarily related. Yeah.
Feel they could have done something with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I know Hulk liked him. Hulk would always talk him up.
Yeah,
that's funny that you mentioned that, because my buddy was saying that the other day. I said, I don't know. I know Hogan made that comment about Kidman, and they were like, "Oh, now you got to smooth it over and work with the guy," because you said he couldn't sell out a flea market. And I remember Mike Awesome powerbombed Hogan through a table. I thought, like, okay, here we go. This is going to be the big Mike Awesome Hogan feud to give Awesome a push. And then all of a sudden he became a fat chick thriller and that 70s guy, and that was kind of the end of him.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I know you love that gimmick, the fat chick thriller. I know you love that. He used to come out with the fat women.
I was with Mike on about 3 tours in Japan, and he was over there, and he could do anything. But he was very believable. And I would have really loved to see him work with Hulk, because I think Hulk dialed it up too.
Yeah, would have had a nice little buzz, because remember, he was the ECW champion, and he had left ECW as champion, and he beat up Nash his first night in. So he had a good buzz about him too. And just look at him physically, you're like, okay, this guy's imposing, and he's athletic as hell. Could have been something better.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people knock the dives from the ring. But Mike, when Mike did it, he'd go over the top rope. I mean, he was really athletic. He was down here with me for 6 or 8 months.
And you guys were, well, teamed at first, but then you guys had a big feud, right? Then you guys started really having a big feud.
He was the only guy ever to turn against my guys and me. And I don't know if people want to look at the angle. I actually, someone pulled it up the other day. I hardweighed Billy with a chair. And then he did some of the most amazing promos I ever saw. And I haven't seen this promos ever again. I had blinded Billy with the chair. He saved Lenota Littleheart when she was the lock. And then me and Humperdinck came with a chair in the back when he grabbed my arm. Then I picked up the chair. I threw it at him about 3 feet away, and it split his eye. And then we hung him with his gi, and then we just destroyed him. And then Billy went back to Arizona in the desert and laid in a riverbed, dried riverbed, with his feet tied. Did you ever see it?
No, it sounds awesome, though.
His feet, like he was being drawn and quartered, and it was just pictures. It wasn't video. And he told the story about why he went in the desert, how he was purging his soul to get back on the right track, Then he came back and made some amazing interviews, and he was 8/10 of the way back to looking like superstar Billy Graham. Dark tan, big guns. And then he talked him into the building. It wasn't me drawing the house. It was him. I mean, we went to Lakeland, and people were so enamored because, think about this, he was a baby face. This could have been 10 times, 1,000 times more over in New York, right? In Lakeland, are you familiar with Lakeland?
It's right a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
yep,
there's an exit for the Civic Center. And they were actually stopping cars, the police, and saying, show us your tickets if you don't have any. If you don't live in this area, you got to turn around. I mean, and we didn't have we didn't have Dusty on these cars. Dusty had gotten up to Carolinas. He wasn't there full time yet, but he was, working there quite a bit. But I still had Blackjack. I still had Barry. But Billy carried the company on his back by himself.
Amazing. You guys had barroom brawls, Texas death matches. I mean, you guys had tag matches. I mean, a lot of crazy matches between you guys. $50,000 battle royals. I mean, a lot of crazy matches involving you and Billy, Superstar Billy Graham.
Yeah, and then finally, I think our blow-off was in Lakeland in a cage match. And Billy got the call to go to North Carolina with Dusty. He was nice enough to put me over in the cage.
Love
and getting
that.
A win, yeah, and getting a win off of Billy just raised my profile so much more. Because up until that time, they actually thought this was the end of us. Well, that's what Hogan wanted. You know, just like the Renegade was going to be a cousin of Ultimate Warrior. You know, he was comfortable working with guys that he had worked with. If he didn't work with them, he wanted some connection to the New York guys.
That same formula he wanted, he thought it could work again. Man, the Renegade, just thinking about it, it's like everybody immediately, I mean, I'm 13 years old at this point, and all my friends are like, oh, what a rip off the Warrior. I hate this guy. Like, it worked the exact opposite the way he thought it was going to work.
Yeah, and it wasn't fair to that kid. You know what I mean? He thought he was going to be a big star. And, you know, when they beat him in Jimmy wiping the paint off, you just plain old Rick. That was tough for the kid's psyche.
Is it true that the Ultimate Warrior had his logo trademarked so that you guys nobody could use that trademark face paint because it's his logo? That's the Warrior logo. Is that true? Because there was always the weird R face painted on Renegade's face.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was. I mean, I didn't go and check it, but I had heard it, and I'm sure it was. I mean, he changed the name to Warrior, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure it was, yeah.
Yeah, I know he had that logo is trademarked or whatever, too. So his face paint is actually his logo, so it's pretty smart if you think about it. Like, you can't copy his face paint because you can't copy his logo.
Right. He was a smart businessman, that's for sure.
I never liked the R. It just looked weird, his face paint. I know. And he's not as big as the Warrior. First of all, I don't even think he's as tall, but he's skinnier. He's in good shape, but he's skinnier than the Warrior. It just didn't work out.
No. No.
Who picked him? Who handpicked him? Hogan?
Either Hogan or Jimmy. Yeah.
Did you like that idea, or are you just going along with it?
No. I had to go along with it. I mean, it was his creation, but I mean, I thought it was a complete rip off. But in the long run, it might have been Hogan egg playing to Warrior's ego to get him to come back to wrestle. Do you know what I mean?
Yep. Probably your favorite wrestler of all time, Elegante, defeating the Big Cat, Curtis Hughes, by submission in about 2 minutes and 15 seconds here. Are you a big fan of Elegante in the wrestling business? Jorge Gonzalez.
He was a very nice man, but, you know, he had signed, I believe I'm correct, didn't he sign a personal service contract with Turner?
For the Hawks, yeah, and they never used him, so he was signed to Turner, yep.
Yeah, so he had to be paid.
Yes.
So
they had to use them. Yeah, to do something. Yeah.
Yeah. So Ted was trying to do something, get some kind of return on his money. But I don't think it helped. And he was sickly too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he had bad diabetes, right?
Yeah. He actually died from it, I believe.
Yeah. And I forget what year he died, but yeah, it was like obviously way too young. I think he was in his 40s, way too young, I think.
If someone tells me it was like 41, or very young to die.
Only 44, yep. Okay. Only 44 years old, yeah, way too young.
Yeah.
Jeez. When you look at it, do you like him in the business, though, because he's got such a unique look, he's 7 foot tall, or it just doesn't work because he can't really do anything in the wrestling business?
You know, he was very awkward. That's why he didn't make it in the basketball. You know what I mean? He was not a traditional athlete. I think he made it because they found this guy. And where was he from?
Argentina.
Yeah. But it was a remote place in Argentina.
Yep.
So they pull up, you know, the old proverbial story where they're out in the country and there's a guy pulling the plow. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Who is this big monster? Yeah.
Yep. So I think that's how he got his start. And, you know, they were hoping that he could play, but he was not suited for it.
So the Big Cat, Curtis Hughes, here, I mean, obviously before the Mr. Hughes gimmick, before he gets, you know, good footing in the business, has to take the two-minute loss to make Elegante, you know, look like a monster here. It's just funny. It's like, yeah, I don't know if this guy's going to work out. I know he had a match against Flair on TV, too. It's just, I don't know.
That's when you were saying, I want the belt, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Very difficult position to be in because you got to use the guy.
Yep.
And it's the boss's money that's getting used. So very difficult. It was a difficult position for anybody to be in.
What did you think when Eric becomes Eazy-E, he becomes a part of the NWO, he becomes a character? Obviously, he was an announcer before, but now he's playing a heel character on TV. Did you like that or not like that?
Well, how can you not like it? Because he fit in with those guys so good. You know, I always say about the Hogan, Nash, and Hall, and then X-Pac, to me, you can never leave X-Pac out. Because he's the only guy in two groups that are in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yep. And I think Flair might be as well.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. No,
Horseman
no,
himself.
Rick is by himself.
Oh, true, true. Two groups. Yeah. Yes, true, yeah. True. Yep.
And the other thing is that he just fit the perfect foil for them. Here you have these monsters, and then you have X-Pac, who can work incredibly. Then you have Eric running his mouth. Looks like $1 million, but he would be the guy that made the mistakes, you know what I mean? And get himself in trouble, but they would save him. It was perfect. He did a great job.
Man, what a great character he was. He says it, and I know a lot of other people said it too. Vince saw him playing a heel over there. He's like, I could do that. You know what I mean? Like, I'll bring out my McMemphis character back again. Like, everyone kind of says, like, he was the original Vince on TV playing that heel, you know, authority figure.
Yeah, I mean, think about this. Think about how good Eric was at that position. They brought in the $1 million man, and Eric overcame that, you know what I mean? And that's no disrespect to Ted, but Eric was fresh. And Teddy coming in, he didn't have the impact of those guys because he wasn't working back then.
Yeah.
So Eric played the perfect foil, and you can't, I mean, you cannot knock what he did. I mean, it was probably at that time, the most magical time in the business. Because everybody was watching wrestling.
Yeah. Yep. The ratings were through the roof. It was crazy how many people watched wrestling at the time. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code, Taskmaster, to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code TASKMASTER to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline. And low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props. MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with my bookie. Three, two, one, happy new year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate part. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped.
Between the Horsemen and the Dungeon of Doom, but now they're down just between two men, Kevin Sullivan and the Dungeon of Doom and Chris Benoit, the Horsemen, as they prepare for the Great American Bash, where pinfalls count anywhere. Take a look.
You and I, but you've still never given me a straight answer pertaining to the Dungeon of Doom and Kevin Sullivan.
Let me just show you. Don't worry about that deal. We got it smoothed out, Sullivan and I do.
Wait a minute. You got a problem with me and him being friends? If you got a problem with that, why don't you come to me, no horseman style, around the back and start talking? If you got the direction to come to, say something to me.
How many times did I tell you not to trust the Dungeon of Doom? What Kevin Sullivan was, what the Giant was, what Jimmy Hart was all about. Go through this again. Let me tell you something. I specialize in slapping horsemen around. Don't tempt your fate with the Tripler. Don't try to gain any recognition by classifying us as being the same. I am in a league of my own.
Sullivan is straight to cross Benoit.
They're going for the Big Papa. That's what they call this, the Big Papa.
Is he holding him or what?
Oh!
Sullivan moved out of the way.
Look at Benoit. He's hurt. He is hurt bad.
Unbelievable.
Sullivan. Sullivan moved out of the way, and Benoit is out.
Benoit happens to be a serpent in the egg. And nobody knows better than me about serpents. You see, Arn, Rick, I'm going to do you a favor. At the Great American Bash, I'm going to squash that serpent in the egg, because if I don't, that serpent someday, Arn, is going to turn around and want to be the enforcer of the Four Horsemen. Well, I don't care about the rest of
you. Well, I'm a weasel to our left here.
I hope he chokes on a kielbasa.
Okay, here we go. This next match on WCW's Monday Nitro is going to be little preview, little taste of what we're going to see tomorrow night with Pitbull Scoundrel. Taskmaster to face Chris Benoit of the Four Horsemen here.
They just couldn't wait until tomorrow.
They
Tony.
Can't wait to get in the ring.
Now, you're not going to be able to call the action in this one. Just sit back and watch, because this is not going to be a wrestling match.
Chris Benoit, the Taskmaster, wasting no time. The fight is on the floor. In the fight.
Oh, my goodness. They're going to go into the seats. Oh, yeah.
Sullivan pointed, and here they go.
United Center will never be the same. Neither will Chicago.
You see a bit security now trying to clear out the fans here. And these two men have each other by the hair.
Where are they going?
Well, this match was not supposed to happen. The false count anywhere stipulation. But I guess Kevin Sullivan is not one to heed any referee's rulings anyway.
They are out in the concourse there. They are fighting in the hallway. This was supposed to be a match that took place in the ring.
On your Nitro, you're going to see something like this.
There you see fans.
Beer being spilled.
Uh-oh, they're heading.
And right now, our cameraman fighting to get in with the fans here.
You know where they're going. They're going in the house.
In the house? What house?
I don't mean the White House. The Porcelain Palace.
They're fighting. Oh, my goodness. He's got his head.
Got his fingers stuck in the door.
For crying out loud. From the stalls.
Wow.
Look at Benoit. He looks flushed.
This is the most bitter rivalry, the most bitter feud this sport has ever seen, I feel. And there's been some great ones over the years. Nothing like that.
I think woman's in love with him.
Come on, Benoit.
She's in the men's room.
Face first into the glass.
Ow! That's plexiglass. He's torn right off the wall. And he's pounded away. Doug Dillinger said that's enough. And there goes Doug again.
This matchup never officially started. There was never a bell.
You're right about that.
Can you imagine the guy in stall three reading the paper come out and see this?
And they're going to go outside now. I hope they don't want to go to the ladies' room.
Does it make a difference, Tony?
Yeah, it will make a big difference.
Not to them, it won't. They're certainly leaving a paper trail.
And there is quite a crowd.
What a fight. What a fight.
Our cameraman literally trying to fight his way out of there.
Good luck.
This is incredible. As it happens, we have never witnessed anything like this.
And they think Rodman's nuts.
Woman has her shoe off.
And she's pounding on people with the heel of that shoe. Here they come. Our camera's in the arena now. Have picked them up.
Where's Benoit?
Where's Benoit?
I have no idea.
Benoit is down on the steps.
Oh, my goodness.
He's thrown him down the whole flight of steps on his back.
This is serious. We're going to have some serious injuries here.
This is personal, Mike. This is personal.
Yeah, this is not a wrestling match. Our fans are going to be watching the Superstation tomorrow night, a little taste of what's going to happen.
If this is a preview, how wild is it going to be tomorrow night on TBS?
It's going to be incredible.
They'll fight all the way from Milwaukee up to Green Bay and back.
You know, I noticed that. Oh, he's got a cup of brew.
This one's for you.
Whoa.
Last call.
I've never witnessed anything like this in my life.
And no beer nuts.
You know, a fan got into that one, too.
It's Chicago.
As Kevin was down on his knees and he was being pounded by Benoit, you see how I was looking at Nancy? I kept looking over to her.
Don't invite these two over for dinner. They'll ruin your home.
Wait, Randy Anderson ringing the bell. The match has started. Now it starts.
Finally.
What else can they do?
What will the end be like if this is the start?
Benoit picks up Sullivan. You know,
Sullivan's never been up there.
I don't think so. I'm really concerned. Someone is going to get seriously hurt. And I know, you know, the object of matches is to win.
See, but Tony, this isn't a match.
No,
it's personal.
Not, not, not in Kevin Sullivan's mind, the object isn't to win. The object is to gain revenge.
Now, he holds a lot inside, and he's just a very, very troubled man, and he's a very dangerous man. And so is Benoit.
Head first, top turnbuckle now. And after you've had your head shoved into the stall in the bathroom, what's a turnbuckle going to do to it?
Be refreshing relief.
Incredibly, Benoit bounces back up. What a phenomenal athlete.
It just shows you how tough these two are.
Oh, they're
two, I mean,
they
were on the floor, Tony. They were in the hall. They were in the restroom. They were in stalls. They were through. He threw Benoit down a whole flight of stairs, and they're still in the ring fighting.
Oh!
That's that trick knee of his.
Boy, you're not kidding. Kind of like a back kick of a mule. Atomic drop. Oh, boy.
Oh, their heads collided.
The back of the head of Benoit, the forehead of the Taskmaster collided, and now woman screeching up on top. Her drip.
Jimmy Hart just gave Sullivan the ring bell.
The ring bell.
Benoit up on top.
He is going to ring his bell.
That's what it is.
Diving headbutt into the bell.
And Taskmaster, Jimmy Hart's going to try to help him up. Taskmaster's going to win this. One, two, three. No question about that.
Benoit's out. Out colder than a mackerel.
And the Taskmaster wins. There's the bell. And this match is over.
This thing is not over.
Sullivan, you can see the top of his head injured. It nicks and cuts and bruises. And tomorrow night, when pinfalls will be able to count anywhere, they'll be able to pin each other in the restroom if they want to, or out in the snow. And there is a man who is out, and I'm just wondering what condition he's going to be in tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, the next chapter in what has evolved into a personal issue. It's not even a brutal rivalry at this point between the two.
No, this is dangerous.
This is, that's right. And that's what
very, very dangerous.
That's what happens with, I don't know. I think back to the Horseman's problems. There's just a lot of problems centering on women here in WCW.
There's always a lot of problems settling on women.
You speak for yourself, fella. As Benoit can barely even get to his feet here on WCW Monday Nitro. This has been a wild program. We need to, here's, oh, this is earlier in the restroom, Bobby Heenan.
Now get a shot of this. Benoit pulls off that plexiglass partition and just parts the hair of Sullivan and just keeps pounding him. They are now in the men's room.
Look how, watch how he looks at, see how he's looking at woman? Woman right to his left.
Doug Dillinger steps in trying to maintain some order. The restroom is full of people trying to stay out of the way and trying to stop this. Benoit just throwing punches. Sullivan throwing punches. Jimmy Hart in the background, they're cheering him on. Who knows what's going to happen here at Nitro in Chicago. Don't go away. You should have his horn.
Thank you very much, Tony. Bobby, joining me, woman, and Chris Benoit. What a weekend it was for you, sir.
Take a look. Sullivan, take a good look. I'm still here. You didn't get rid of your problem, Sullivan. You made it worse. One man. One man. Not only was your best not enough, but the whole Dungeon of Doom wasn't enough to get rid of one man. Sullivan, look into my eyes, into my soul. What do you see? Your former self. You see the hunger, the desire, the need. There's two ways out of this, Sullivan. The man's way and the coward's way. Oh, I'm well aware of your corporate ties in WCW. I'm well aware of the fact that you know exactly what strings to pull to have me shipped out of here. But you want to go out being remembered as a coward? To be honest with you, Sullivan, after this last Saturday night in Baltimore, I couldn't answer that. Tell him, woman.
Woman, you Kevin, know, I've got to say, you're looking at this man a little differently.
Kevin, I told you that if you kicked him one more time, that was it. It was over. You said that it's been over a long time. Well, I'm making the decision. It's over.
All right, I thank you very much, woman. Chris Benoit, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen. Where do we go from here? Stay tuned for WCW Monday Nitro when we return on TNT.